Masechet Cholin Perektet Mishnah Aleph. We'll talk now about food that was Tameh. For example, let's say it touched a sheretz, so it became Tameh. But it has to be the size of a kabetzah, the size of an egg, in order to pass on the tum'ah to something else that it touches. Here we'll talk about that the kabetzah volume isn't only made up of actual food itself, but other things that are not actually food could combine together with actual food to reach that level of a kabetzah that would enable tameh food to make something else tameh as well. Mishnah says, ha'or veharotev, the skin of a slaughtered animal and the meat gravy that's with it. There's a certain congealed gravy that comes from the skin of the animal. V'ha'kipah, the spices that were added to food. V'ha'alal, the small pieces of meat that are sticking to the skin after it was stripped away from the animal. V'ha'atzamot, bones, or more specifically, marrow bones. V'ha'gidin, sinews that are not normally eaten on their own. V'ha'kanayim, v'ha'telafim, the horns and the hooves, but the soft parts of them. These parts are soft, they're not usually eaten on their own, and they would bleed if they're cut there. All of them are mistarfin letame tumat ochali. They combine with the meat to form a kabetza needed in order to allow a food that's contaminated with tum'ah to spread to other foods. In other words, all of these are semi-foods. They're ne'echal al ha'alei adahak. They're eaten in some capacity, but they're not normally eaten on their own. Or they're there to be protectors of food. So what we're saying about all of these items that we listed, they do not contaminate with tum'ah other foods, even if they become tameh, but they could combine with actual food, with actual meat, to reach that minimum threshold of a kabetzah to transmit tum'ah. Avalo tum'at nevelot, but they're not considered to be part of the meat with the tum'ah of nevelot, even if they come from the nevela itself. When it comes to the tum'ah of a nevela, only the meat itself has the ability to transmit tum'ah, but not all of these subsections of the animal which are connected to the meat, but not the meat itself. Now we'll give other examples where the tum'ah of foods has a stringency over the tum'ah of a nevela. Kayotzebo, hashuhet behemat teme'ah lenochri umfarkeset. If somebody slaughtered a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew, and it's moving around still in motion after the animal's neck was slaughtered, it still could move around for a few moments until it goes fully still. Metame'at tum'at ochalin, it could transmit the tum'ah of food. Avalo tum'at nevelot ad shetamut, but it would not transmit the tum'ah of nevelot until the threshing stops, until the movement stops and it dies completely. Or ad she'atizet rosha, or until the head is completely cut off. So what we see over here is it transmits to tum'ah of ochalin, even though it's still moving around. So therefore, it's more mahmir, it still transmits. But the tum'ah of a nevela doesn't transmit until the animal stops moving and it's completely dead, or until the head is removed from it. From these two halachot, we see that the combination of the meat with subsections of meat could create a spread of tum'ah with foods, but not nevela, and that only tum'ah of foods could apply to the animal that's moving around. We see that the Torah increased the number of things that are able to contaminate with the tum'ah of food more than the things that could contaminate with the tum'ah of nevelot. So we see that we treat it in that fashion. There's more options out there that could spread tum'ah of food than could spread the tum'ah of nevelot. We mentioned the small pieces of meat stuck to the skin. We'll elaborate on that. Rabbi Yehuda omer ha'alal ha'mechunas, says Rabbi Yehuda, the small shreds of meat that are stuck to the nevela that were then collected by a person, by collecting them and holding on to them, he's now made them a davar hashub. He's made them into an item. And they're not considered to be batel anymore, just to the skin, but rather they now have some qualities of food, we say. If there's a kazayit of meat in one place, it transmits tum'ah of a nevela, and a person is liable for Tameh. He could become Tameh from it, and if he entered the Beit HaMikdash or ate a Korban while after he was in contact with this, he would be violating in Avera.